Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Oh For Fuck's Sake, where I talk about the things that you are thinking, but too afraid to say out loud. I'm your host, Lenny, and today we are going to dive into something that every parent deals with, struggles with, you know, it's just a hard one, and that's communicating with your kids. And since we're talking about communicating, I'm just going to throw it out there. This past week, it has been crazy. You know, being sick was no joke. It set me back for sure. It put a big dent in things. And especially when you're sick and you just can't do anything, you can't even get out of bed. You know, I had a lot of stuff to catch up on and stuff that, you know, I just couldn't do when I was sick. So I'm playing catch up, but I think I've basically almost caught up. Jumping into new things, especially for our big event this weekend for the school. So, I'm sorry, but I love you all. You know, I've hacked down on planning things a little bit better, so I shouldn't run into this obstacle again. Hopefully not, but it's life, so it happens. But maybe I'll just start recording, like, live and then doing my live videos on Friday. Like, my Friday feels recording myself also, so you guys can see me. I'll do an excuse to put my face on. Just kidding. But for what do you guys think? I did make a new email account for just my podcast, and it's OOH_4FOR_FCK_sake@outlook.com. So that is going to be my means of communicating with you all and getting your feedbacks and stuff like that. So, but before we jump into my parenting segment on how to communicate like a parent, I'm going to give you my goods. So today is International Stuttering Awareness Day. It's also Smart It's Cool Day. You know, it's cool to be smart. You didn't think that was good, but now I think it's really cool, especially when, you know, you learn something I feel like every day I learn something, but I think it's awesome when I learn stuff that it's like, wow. And like, you know, those things that they see, those hacks that are like, oh, I was so years old, you know, when I found out. What? Some of those are pretty cool. It's National Nut Day. Any kind of nut, peanut, cashew, pistachio, whatever. It is also Scar Appreciation Day. So appreciate those scars that you've got, especially as mamas. Anyone who's got those C-section scars, that's a good one. Especially since we're talking about parenting. Yeah, and then it's also Leave a Review Day. So that email I just gave you, guys, leave me a review. Let me know how I'm doing. I really want the feedback. I want to know what you guys think. I want to know your opinion about things. I just want to know it all. So tell me. Drop me an email. Leave me something good. I don't care. You can make up a fake email. Whatever. I mean, I don't have to know it's you. Don't even leave your name. What not? Just leave me a review. I want to hear about it. And then this week, because I didn't post Sunday, this week is Teen Driver Week, Free Speech Week, it's Nuclear Science and Chemistry Week, and it's YWCA Week. And that is a group that was founded in 1995 to just speak out against violence throughout the United States, you know, worldwide. It's for every man, woman, child. Builds a community that has no tolerance for the violence and provides resources and protection for those who need them. So I thought that was cool. And then last but not least, it's Adoption Week. Everybody knows I'm adopted, so it's Adoption Week. And that goes along with, it's also Parenting Week. So I thought that was cool too. So let's see. And then birthdays for today were Shaggy, Toby Mac, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, Jeff Goldblum, Dylan Scott, who's Mitchell on Modern Family for all my Modern Family people. And then Christopher Lloyd, that was Doc from Back to the Future. He's actually still alive and kicking too. I looked that up. He's 85. And yesterday was actually Back to the Future Day, so I thought that was pretty cool. They went hand in hand. So, yeah. But now for my Libra loves, our horoscope for today. It's October 22nd, and I'm going to read you both of them, both MSN and from horoscope.com. So the MSN is, you want to be crazy and uninhibited today. But something is holding you back. Could it be that you don't have a lot of confidence and are afraid that people will take you for an idiot? Why do you think that having a little fun would be considered stupid? And more importantly, why do you care? But it is true that you don't like being on the outside of things. You, dear Libra, like to play by the rules. Okay, so that was the MSN one. Now the horoscope.com one is, the desire to get together with friends is strong today, Libra, but you might be unable to do it in the way that you'd hope. You could be delayed by leftover work or chores, or other restrictions could get in the way. Don't despair, however, you can still have fun as planned. Pitch into whatever needs to be done and get it out of the way. You might be able to do what you wanted to do after all. Yeah, that sounds about right. Of course I don't want to do any of the work that's sitting in front of me, but it's got to get done, because if I don't do it, who's going to do it? So, but yeah, so that was for my Libra loves. Don't be acting like an idiot. Ah, who cares? Go do your thing. Do your own thing. Who cares what people have to say? It's my daughter. My daughter's in that phase of like, oh my God, why did you put on my brother? What is he wearing that's so embarrassing? Or like, what do you wear? Mom, who cares? I'm wearing whatever I want. I wore the most ridiculous outfit to school today too. I don't care. Actually, I think it's kind of cute, but of course everybody else probably thinks it's ridiculous. It's, I have on these joggers, like these sweat joggers, and they look, they're like all Barbie colors. It looks literally like something that Barbie would wear, her pants. They're purple, pink, all funky colors. It's like her sweatsuit outfit from like the 70s Barbies. And then my shirt is white, and it's got, it's my mom's. It used to be my mom's sweater, and it's got all of our kids' handprints on it. I think it's so cute, and their names. I don't care. Well, my daughter looked at me like I had three heads this morning when I went to walk out of the house. But I was like, hi, yep, I'm your mom. Yep, this is what we're doing today. So, my horoscope's a bit, but, whew, anyways. Now, whether you're talking to a toddler, a teenager, preteen, you know, communicating can feel like a battle. We all know this as a parent. It's pulling teeth, you know, whether it's just they're not getting it or teaching them, you know. It's all hard. I mean, it's hard to communicate with grown adults sometimes. I mean, it's just, when it clicks though. So it's like with my son, you know, he's still in the learning phase of things. I'm still communicating with him, and I'm still trying to teach him how to communicate, you know, how to tell me things, and which he does. He actually tells on himself all the time. So, you know, and it, I say that's a good thing, but it is a good thing, you know. I'm still in the teaching phase for him. Now, my oldest, we're at a phase where I can say a million things to her, and it's like, I might as well just talk to the wall right here next to my desk. So, you know, you have phases and stages and whatever. So we're going to get real today about how we as parents can communicate better with our kids. You know, it's a way, these ways I think will actually work and build stronger connections and not all the eye rolling and, oh God, and unts and groans and, okay, yeah, whatever, you know. So, but I'm going to cover things like the power of listening to your children, you know, being an active listener, listening. That's a huge thing. You know, age-appropriate communicating with them, age-appropriate conversations, you know, speaking their language, being on their levels, balancing that authority with connecting to your kids, navigating conflict. Teach by setting examples. I think this is a huge one. You know, set the examples for what you want your children to do always, you know. Create a safe space for conversations, you know, especially when you get into the difficult ones, and then be vulnerable as a parent. So those are all the fun things that I'm going to cover today. So this is probably going to be a longer one, but it's going to be a fun one because I think communicating is fun to me. I don't know why, but over the time I've realized that, you know, that's the best way to go about things. One and two, it's just like, it gets it all out there and it's just done. Like once you said it and you done it and you did it, boom, it's over with and it's done. You know, especially when you, I mean, I'm not saying like say whatever's on your mind instantly, you know, when it comes to you, because sometimes those things are one, inappropriate, and two, rude or not part of the topic. But, you know, think about the things, say them, voice your opinions, speak how you feel, and everything usually just goes smoother, better, you know, all the fun things in the end. So, okay, so we're going to get into active listening first. You know, let's be real. How many times have you been listening to your child tell a story and then you're sitting there and you realize, oh shit, am I even paying attention? Like, whoop, and then it's like them talking to a wall. Or worse, you know, you're glued to your phone and your computer or something like that, you know. That's how I feel. I've been trying to catch myself and watch myself on that lately with my own children because, like, I know that especially for me when I sit at my desk, because sometimes I don't get everything done in a day, so I go run and pick up the kids and then come back and I'm like still in that train of thought or in that groove of what I was doing right before I picked them up, and I'm like, ooh, I gotta get back to it and I gotta do it and I gotta finish it, and you know, I do that, but it's like sometimes I gotta remind myself, like, it's their time now, you know, you just gotta school, you gotta do homework, you gotta do all the things with them, so it's like, ooh, you gotta put a break on it. So, you know, I'm guilty. So anybody else guilty? You know, who else is guilty of doing stuff like that? I know I'm guilty for that. So, but it's like, in the same sense too, you can do that to them. It's like, again, like talking to a wall. But that's why I'm always like, hey guys, you know, like with my youngest, my son, my big thing is when he's not listening or I'm trying to get his attention, I say 1, 2, 3, eyes on me. 1, 2, 3, eyes on me. Works like a charm. So he knows that I'm being serious and there's something that I really want to talk about, and I've got his full attention. Like now with my daughter, our biggest feat right now with communicating is she always thinks I'm yelling at her, for one, which I'm not, and two, well, yelling at her and she doesn't like what comes out of my mouth, but so she just starts to yell louder and louder and louder, and I'm like, why are you screaming at me? Like, why are you yelling? There's no point to be yelling. So her excuse half the time is, you're not listening. So with her and I, she does a whole, mom, listen, like focus. Okay, I'm listening. You've got my full attention. Like, we make sure that we're listening and we're validating the eye contact block. You know, we're listening. We're in the whole nine yards. So, you know, listening to her, I mean, really listening to them builds that trust, shows them that you actually care about what they're thinking and how they're feeling. And it's not just hearing the words. It's not about, you know, it's the connection. It's just understanding the emotions behind what they're trying to tell you. You'd be surprised at, you know, how much your kid is actually saying if you just pause for a minute and listen to them and really take it in. You know, it's a two-way thing. It's a two-way street. So we can't just expect our kids to listen to us all the time. You know, we often forget to listen to them. And I think that's something that, you know, being an active listener comes hand in hand with being a great communicator. So we're not just hearing their words, you know, we're understanding their feelings and thoughts and their needs. So it just means giving them their full attention. So maybe, you know, and I do this, like I said, with me, with myself, I'm using myself as an example. I have to literally, and it's sad right now, but that's what I'm doing because I have to train and get my brain thought and everything else. I've put it on my schedule, like a 1 hour block of literally Tucker time, Tucker play time. You know, after school, he gets that hour. So it's like, but eventually, you know, it'll get it and it'll sink and everything will fall into place. But I literally have to be like, you gotta stop, like, put yourself aside. Put it aside and focus. Like, you gotta give yourself to the kids. So I'm working harder on that. I'm working better on that. So I just, like, for me, it's huge. I need my children to know that they can come to me and talk to me about anything. So, and like, we had an incident yesterday. I won't get into any details, but it was something that I'm very surprised that my daughter didn't come to me first about, because she usually comes to me about everything. And so I was blindsided big time by it, but usually they come to me and I always tell them, you better tell me first, or because I don't want to find out by anybody else, or especially like yesterday's incident, you better tell me so I can explain it for you if you need me to explain it for you. So that's my biggest thing. I want my kids to be able to know that they have the trust and the security and all the good fun feels that they can have, you know, when talking to me and communicating with me as mom. So now the next one I want to get to is age appropriate communicating, you know, speaking their language. So when I say this, I mean like, okay, so communicating to a 4-year-old is going to look a lot different than communicating to a teenager. You know, like I said, with my 4-year-old, I have to be like 1, 2, 3, eyes on me. Like, look at me, you know, ask him to, okay, how would Spider-Man do this? Or why don't we go, you know, Spider-Man brushes his teeth at night. You know, there's certain ways that you communicate and you talk to your kids, you know, and sometimes it'll sound freaking out of this world, like crazy. Like, I know I, all the time I'm doing crazy stuff, but it's literally like, it's fun for them and they understand and they get it and it's something that they can relate to and, you know, connect with. And that's the whole point of it for me, you know, just getting down on their level, being age appropriate, you know, It just, and it all depends on the age. It all depends. You know, there's preteens, you know, that sass is real, for fuck's sake. I don't ever remember being this sassy, you know, my mom's gonna have to chime in and let me know, but the attitude, good God, are you kidding me? Like, I swear to you, some of the times, one, the stuff that comes out of her mouth, like, my children say no, like, I can't even get it out, something like blows my mind. Are you kidding me? If I ever said no to my parents, I'd be 6 feet under. What? Like, we don't do that anymore. But are you kidding? No? You've done lost your brain. Let me tell you right now. But that's the thing. This difference is in the levels of communicating with the age-appropriate conversations. You know, eventually you also have, you know, the birds and the bees conversation. You know, you'll do all that. Everything is at a certain time and a certain place for things, you know, and I think a lot of that with the age level and age appropriateness with the communicating also comes with how well you know your child and how mature and understanding, you know, that they're going to take that information in that you're giving them. So I think that has a lot to do with it also, you know. So yeah, just different kids, different ages. It's a process, you know, they all process their information and emotions and everything on different levels. Little ones are like the absorbers, they're the sponges. They need simple, straightforward, you know, they're the little thinkers and the teenagers and the preteens. So, you know, they're developing and they're getting that like broader abstract thinking, like they're merging out, you know, they're handling more complex ideas, and they also tend to test your boundaries and you know their independence, which means speaking to them, you know, should evolve in a different way. And that brings me to my next one, you know, balancing the authority with connecting to your child, you know, still being parent and still being able to get through to them. And before I go into that real quick, I want to give you guys some like tips and tricks. You know, use them, don't use them, take them, leave it, I don't care. But I'm going to throw them out there for you guys, just things that have worked for me personally with my kids. Using the metaphors, like I said, you know, with how would Spider-Man do it? You know, kind of that kind of stuff with the four-year-old, you know, let's clean to music, let's do, you know, fun thing. Tell me as we're cleaning what things are, you know, stuff like that. The older kids, I think a better way to be more communicative with them and listening wise is like, instead of saying, did you have a good day, for them to give you like a yes or no answer, it's more of a, what did you do today, or what did you learn today, that was your most favorite, or what was the best, like, those are the questions I ask them when they get in the car, like, what was the number one thing that you learned today was your favorite. So they have to communicate with you, and they gotta like give you more than an answer, you know, without being too nosy or whatever the what hell go. So yeah, they just able to give you that without a yes or no, and simple, just, you know, making that bond, connecting with them more. So okay, so now I'm getting into the you know, just being authoritative in the connection. So how to still be the parent and still be authoritative. I think one, a time and a place for all that, of course. And I think two, and I'm gonna say this, and I'm sure there's gonna be controversy with this, but whatever, you still need to treat your kids with respect. You know, they're still humans, they're still people, they're still learning. You know, you didn't do everything perfectly, but treat them with respect and they're gonna give it back to you. I'm gonna tell you that right now. Like, that's the biggest thing. I'm not saying let them walk all over you, and I'm not like saying like let them take advantage of you, but give respect, you get respect. And that's a big thing for me. You know, it's not like, the big thing is not what you said, it's how you said it. You know, the tone of voice, your body language. And I think that gives like a big role with the, you know, the authority into your parent goes into your parenting. And I think a lot of this goes hand in hand, like with navigating the conflicts. So I'm going to sum it all up together here for you. I think with authority and parenting, again, these are my opinions and my beliefs and stuff that I've noticed within my own parenting. So take it or leave it, you know, but with authoritative parenting, I like to use a more teaching approach, like, this is why I'm saying this because of this reason, or you're in trouble for this reason because you did this. Like, it's not like a go to your room. Why? Like, not tell them anything. Like, you got to go sit in time out or whatever. and just leave it at that. It's more of a, in the way I say it too, you know, my kids, I'm going to tell you right now, they know when I'm mad or if I'm mean business or, you know, I have that one tone of voice and they're like, oh shit, mom's mad, or oh shit, she means business, you know. So, I mean, it's just like, they know, especially when, I mean, they're your kids, first of all. So, and granted, I was away from my kids for like 3 years or so, you know, they still know mom, but it's just the way that you start it, set it, and continue to follow by it, I believe. You know, make communicating simple for the little ones. You know, timeouts should be as old as they are. So if my son messes up, you know, you get a timeout, you sit in timeout for 4 minutes. But you also talk about it and you figure it out. Because I've had my son do complete breakdowns. I mean, because he couldn't get his watch on correctly or whatever. And then it turns into like a, mommy, I hate you. And then it's like, okay, first of all, you're going to stop, freeze. You're going to tell me what is wrong. We're going to talk about what that issue is. Mommy's going to give you her advice and tell you, you know, look, bud, this is but whatever. And now that you acted that way, we can't continue to do that. So now you have to be punished. And this is why. So, you know, with the little ones, it's better to do that way. Now with my teenager, you know, I'm still trying to navigate stuff with her because I haven't done this before. I've never had a teenager. This is all new to me. I'm kind of basically just, you know, and it's only me. I'm the single mom, so I don't have another person to like kind of push it on and be like, oh, dad's a bad guy. I don't have that, you know, and I'm not saying that mom or dad should do that, but, you know, it's just like a, with my daughter, conflict. It's inevitable, you know, it's just, it is, because she's at that age, but it's how I handle things and how my tone is set, you know, allows it for her to be open to come to me for future conversations also. So if I go at her like guns blazing, my kid's gonna be like, oh my god, it'd run away from me, you know. But if I stay calm and I use that opportunity to like model and show and, you know, be an example of this is how you communicate in the real world, then she's more apt to come to me. It's all my tone. It's the way, you know. Okay, so let me go into my examples. Let me give you some examples. So for an example for my oldest, you know, I've told you to clean your room already. And she's not doing it, you know. And I probably wouldn't yell at her. I'd probably be like, okay, Kendall, your room's not cleaned. I'm going to do it, Mom. Okay, well, no, you're not going to do it because you've told me this. You told me this 30 minutes ago. You told me this an hour ago. So I'm now telling you again. If it's not clean within 10 minutes, I give her the rule. I set the boundary. I set the tone, you know, then your internet, you know, internet's gone, you don't get it for the rest of the night, whatever the consequence it is, needs to be cleaned, boom, 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 by dinner, whatever. Calm tone, voice, whatever, and she usually screams and yells, and so half the time when her and I have conflict, or, you know, we're getting into something, or whatever, I tell her to freeze, stop for a minute, stop. If you want to have a conversation with me, you're going to have to let me speak too, because that's a big thing also, and we're going to, you know, figure this out together. Because first of all, half the time she's wanting to argue with me. One, she doesn't know what she's arguing about. Two, I'm on her side. She just thinks I'm not on her side. So it's just, I think with the whole, it's really, it really just comes down to, it's not what you say, but how you say it. I mean, my parents used to say that all the time. And you know, your face speaks louder than your words. Your actions speak louder than anything. So it's the way you act, the way you can't just instant. There's no instant acting for certain things, especially when it comes to, you know, rules and reprimanding and stuff like that. So that is my whole get up on the whole authority and navigating conflict. But yeah, so just teaching your kids, so setting examples. Like I said, all the ones that I've been giving you right now, I need to stop saying like I said, I'm sorry guys, but anyways, teaching by setting examples. And I try to do this constantly, especially with my oldest, because I know my son is watching everything. He is a little freaking sponge, let me tell you. The other day he said something and I was like, what? And he's so sissy. And I was like, oh gosh, of course he did. But that's just his age and that's, you know, where we're at right now in life with him. But setting the examples now and instilling them when he's young is so beneficial and does so wonders for, you know, later on in life. So yeah, so like just teaching by example would be, let's see, like going back to the whole treating them with respect. You know, you communicate with kindness, you communicate with patience, you communicate with respect. If you model those behaviors, they're going to mimic that, and they're going to do that back to you, I promise you. It doesn't mean we have to be perfect, trust me, because I am not. I'm the furthest probably thing from it, but it shows them, you know, and and I constantly tell, especially my oldest, like, this is how, because she's going into high school, you know, she's in sixth grade, but we're getting there, we're getting there, we're getting into the middle school, we're getting into the growing up stages of our life, you know, I have to constantly explain to her and let her know why I'm doing certain things, or because they're sponges, they're still learning, especially the littlest ones. You know, it's just, think of them as somebody like when you were a kid, when you were little, how would you have wanted to be talked to, and how would you have wanted to be told something, or how to do something, or about something, or, you know, how would you have liked to have been reprimanded, or what ways do you think would have been beneficial if you had things happen a different way? You know, that's my mindset. That's how I think things through. You know, if my parents would have, you know, talked to us more maybe about certain things, or sat us down and really, like, made us understand, you know, because, I mean, we got our fair share of spankings, for sure, but it's like, boop, you did something, you spank it, and it was like, whoa, okay, that's why we never did anything ever again, and it was like, some of the things that we did, we were just like, I could have done that a couple more times, but, you know, it's just, it was like a one and done, and you're done, and you're bad, and you're, woof, never gonna do that again, because hell no, my bed is not gonna be on fire like it was, you know, last night, or whatever. So, it's just a way of modeling the good communication. I think it's huge, a big thing for me. It's just literally making it known and letting them understand and realize, like, this is how, you can't do that. You can't speak to people a certain way. You can't act a certain way. You can't, especially if you want to succeed in life and navigate through life and, you know, just be part of society. There's certain things you can't do. And I feel like, again, that's like we're losing that with this generation coming up, but that's a whole different story too, or a whole different topic, but yeah, so just the whole, you know, setting examples really just comes down to, you know, treat them like you want to be treated, honestly. I mean, I'm not saying like, oh, you know, your kid freaking colored all over the wall, here's a lollipop, because that's how I would have wanted to be reprimanded. Come on now. Like, that's not what I'm, for fuck's sake, that's not what I'm saying. But just do it in a sense, or in a way, or in a teaching kind of example, you know, that they're not just like screaming. Because over the years, I know I've done this. I've been there. I've been that parent, especially with my daughters. You know, when they were little, I was just like, ah, like that, the anger guy on Inside Out would come out, and it's just like, what the fuck? Like, what did you just do? And like, now I like, my son, I'm just like, oh my god, like, keep it in, don't let him see it on your face, and just be like, Tucker, why did you do that? Oh, I could strangle you. But yeah, it's just a whole different approach and a way of going about and doing things, especially because they're always watching, they're always listening, I swear to you, even though that's what I tell them, I'm like, I'm always watching you, and I can hear everything, I know everything, mommy knows it all, so yeah. But, and then moving on to creating the safe spaces for your kids. Like, and that for me means, you know, being able to connect with your children enough that they know that you can be the first person that they go to and come to for anything and everything. I think for the most part, I am all my children's safe space. They always tell me anything or everything. And when I ask them something, you know, I can always tell if they're lying or not. But it comes down to, you know, I mean, there's some pretty tough stuff that comes up in kids' lives, especially when they're getting older. Especially with my oldest now, she's going through the hormones, the changes, the boys, the this, the that. I want to know these things. You know, I've been there, I've done that, and I've freaking drilled that into her. Like, I know what you're going through. Talk to me, and I can help you. You know, I can help you figure it out or navigate through it, or, you know, handle the emotions, and I know what you're feeling. I've been there. So I think that's a big thing with parents and creating the safe space and just letting your child know that, you know, granted, you're probably not going to like something that comes out of their mouth or whatever they're going to tell you, but just be thankful that they came to you first and told you first. Like, I don't know how much more to emphasize that, but I mean, that's like the big, like, come to me first, tell me first. I would rather hear it from you than somebody else. So just letting them know and having them realize they have that safe space. So that's my whole thing on the whole safe space for conversation with them. And then just being vulnerable as a parent, you know, you can still have your days. You can still have your moments. Trust me, I get them. I've been there. Everything. So I have my bad days. I have my really, really good days. For the most part, I try to, you know, wake up, thank God for another day, you know, let's get through this day. Start fresh. Try not to bring anything from the day beforehand into the new day. And if there is stuff that's still lingering from, you know, a previous day or last week or something, and it has to do with your children, you know, and it's something that's eating you up, it's probably eating them up. So resolve it. Talk about it, fix it, communicate with them, you know, be like, hey, mommy's still thinking about this thing and it's really just driving me crazy. You know, can I clear the air? Can I fix it? Can we figure this out? You know, whatever. Just communicate, just talk to them and tell them, but also let them know, you know, my kids know. I said, go away for 5 minutes. Mommy needs, I need a minute. I just need a minute. Get away from me. Like, woo, that's it. And I go sit on my bed and I watch my TV or whatever it is for 5 minutes. And then I'm like, okay, let's go. What do you guys want to do? We're back at it. I'm good to go. Just give me a minute. Like when the girls were little, I'd go hide in the bathroom. Leave me alone. Like, but I can communicate with my kids now enough that they're just like, oh, like my oldest. Oh, she'll be like, okay, come on, Tucker, come play with me. And like, she'll take him in her room and they'll play video games or whatever. So I am so thankful for that. I'm so thankful that I'm able to, you know, really, and it's taken me a lot of learning, a lot. It's a process. Again, we're all learning this lovely little journey called parenting. It's like, what was I gonna say? It's like, it's just like, you know, riding a bike for the first time or anything. I have never had a teenager before. I don't know what the hell I'm doing with a teenager. I've been a teenager before, don't get me wrong, so I can know maybe her next move, but I don't know her feelings and I don't know what's going on in her head. And then that comes down to just every kid is different. No kid is the same. No person is the same. So, yeah, I just, for me and my kids, my biggest thing lately is just now giving me more of myself, being more present, handling and navigating through things a little bit, not easier, just more of a way that they can understand, I guess you could say. So yeah, those are my biggest goals right now. Just giving more of my time, being more present, showing up for stuff, teaching them, helping them, you know, being there, being present, the whole shabam. So yeah, but I mean, there's so many different ways to communicate and it's all on different levels, again, of how old your child is, you know, that you got to take into huge consideration. But I think the biggest thing ultimately of all time is just, when you communicate with your kids, communicate with respect. You know, treat them like you'd want to be treated, or treat them like you're that little person. And that's, talk to them like you wanted to be talked to at that age. Or, you know, what would you have said to yourself, you know, at 4 years old or 12 years old or however years old or whatever, to actually know and understand and really grasp what your parent was telling you. So I think that's the best way or best example to, you know, throw that out there. I think communicating's fun. You know, it's not always a fun thing to do, but I think that a lot of stuff just goes a lot smoother. There's no bullshit. There's no, you know, beating the bush, whatever. It's just like straightforward, to the point. Communicate. You tell what you want. Tell what you need. But then again, you know what? Half the time I can communicate and I can say what I want and what I need and whatever, and people still don't fucking listen to me, so who knows, but I like communicating, but you also got to be a good listener. You got to be a good listener. You got to be able to, you know, give the feedback to somebody else and, you know, all the fun things. So I think that was my best way to wrap up the whole communicating with your child, just be an active listener, listen to their stories, get on their level, feel their feelings, you know, be age appropriate, open a safe space for them, set the boundaries, you know, still be authoritative, but don't be the drill sergeant or the freaking, you know, trench bowl, whatever, you know, just be, and you can be vulnerable as a parent, take your time for yourself. I believe I go for 1 month a day to myself, but some people, even parents, even you parents as parents, like, get a night to yourselves, go out, take that night to yourselves, and then even being, you know, married and being a couple and everything, you still need your own day to yourself, so, but, yeah, just the communicating with kids, I think that's my best way to wrap it up and let you guys know how to do that, but, yeah, so. Anywho, I've got so much work to do. Holy cannoli. We have a big event this weekend for the school, so I have to make a whole bunch of stuff. I'm pretty excited. It's going to be a fun time. I still got to get my kids Halloween costumes. Oh, good Lord. I don't even know what I'm going to be. I need my Halloween costume. Oh, I love embarrassing my oldest daughter. But anyways, anywho. I want to also remind you guys that the donations are still open for the walk on November 3rd or 2nd. I can't even think right now, but the donations to the suicide walk are still on. The link's down provided. And don't forget to email me at the email address that I provided. Also, it's the new email address. So if you want to get in contact with me for anything that has to do with Oh For Fuck's Sake, that is the best way to do it. Give me your feedback. Give me it all. I want to hear it all. But yeah. Anyways, I'm off to do a whole bunch of stuff and then kiddos and yeah, back to the grind. Anyways, I hope everybody has a great, 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 great Tuesday and I'll be back tomorrow. Until then, don't do anything I wouldn't do.